From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump did not hold back against each other during speeches given at an annual charity dinner in New York Thursday night, at times trading in the traditional self-deprecating humor for more pointed attacks. Trump dominated the headlines leading up to the event, revealing he will accept the results of the upcoming election if he wins. But during Wednesday's debate, Trump said he would not immediately accept the results of the election, saying he wants to keep the country in suspense on what he will do. First Lady Michelle Obama told voters in Arizona that Trump is mocking the principles of the country's democracy.
We are fortunate to live in a country where the voters decide our elections. The voters decide who wins and loses, period, end of story. And when a presidential candidate threatens to ignore our voices and reject the outcome of this election, he is threatening the very idea of America itself. And we cannot stand for that. You do not keep American democracy in suspense.
Widespread election fraud has been extremely rare in U.S. politics in modern times. A suicide attack on an Iranian-run construction site in northern Iraq Friday killed 16 people, while no casualties were reported after a similar attack earlier on a police compound in the city of Kirkuk. Kurdish intelligence officers said four suicide bombers attacked the main police headquarters, but one of them was shot dead by police before he managed to explode his suicide vest. The Islamic State group quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State is going much faster than expected. Al-Abadi spoke in Paris, where foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been meeting to discuss how to restore peace and stability once the Islamic State group is ousted from Mosul. The U.S. said Thursday that an American service member was killed in a blast in northern Iraq, but it's unclear if that incident was directly linked to the Mosul operation. The international community moved Thursday to step up pressure on Syria and its allies to end the bombing of eastern Aleppo and to allow aid workers in and civilians out of the besieged city. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he welcomes the brief pause in bombing of eastern Aleppo by Russian and Syrian forces, but he says more needs to be done to assure those in need get help.
UN agencies and our partners are preparing to carry out urgent medical evacuations and provide emergency medical supplies for hundreds of sick and critically wounded people and their families in eastern Aleppo. This depends on all sides adhering to security assurances and facilitating this urgent, life-saving initiative. But this is the bare minimum. It is far from enough. We need full humanitarian access to eastern Aleppo.
Ban says his special envoy, Staffan de Mistura, has warned that if the fighting continues at the current pace, Aleppo could be destroyed before the end of the year. The Russian national, who was accused by American officials of hacking U.S. targets and arrested earlier this month in the Czech capital, is a 29-year-old Moscow resident. Czech authorities this week said the suspect was detained earlier this month in a downtown Prague area in response to an Interpol warrant requested by the United States, and he now faces a Czech extradition hearing. A Russian government spokeswoman says the Russian Foreign Ministry and the Russian Embassy in Prague are actively working with the Czech authorities to prevent the extradition of the Russian citizen to the United States. South Sudan President Salva Kiir is threatening to personally lead military operations against armed groups in central South Sudan if gunmen continue to attack civilians along a key road. President Kiir made the remarks while speaking to members of his party during an event in the capital, Juba. He said he is running out of patience with groups trying to topple his government. For details on these stories and much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.